The following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. The Panthers stood united as one against the Falcons for a big win at home. Next, they have to defend their dirt against the Dolphins on Monday Night Football. Also, the Panthers honor a local military family for their dedication and sacrifice. This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network. And you stepped into the huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera.
Welcome inside the Panthers Huddle. The Panthers weathered a storm and survived a tough NFC South battle against the Atlanta Falcons. Now the stage has been set for the cast to perform in front of the national audience against the Miami Dolphins. Now, fortunately, the running game is showing signs of life thanks to an injection of enthusiasm from Cam Newton. Meanwhile, the Panthers defense just keeps humming along. The Panthers return to practice knowing that they turned the tables on a Falcons team that swept the season series in 2016. On Monday night, it will require the same type of performance against a dangerous team from South Florida. Cam Newton made a conscious effort to provide a lift to his teammates after a disappointing start on Sunday. While the offense is still a work in progress, they appear to be on the right track.
We're getting this play, this person's making plays. You get this person that you really didn't think about making plays. And when I say making plays, these aren't sports center plays. I'm talking about guys sticking their head and making blocks and knowing their assignments and knowing their roles, you know, making a big impact for this team.
It is one of our favorite times of the whole weekend. We welcome Coach Ron Rivera into the studio now. Coach, great to see you. How important was it to you and your football team to get the second half of the regular season off to a winning start?
Well, it was very important, Mick, because we could build momentum. You know, we finished it beating a divisional foe. We started winning a divisional foe, which leaves it at 6-3. Gives us an opportunity to build this momentum as we get further into the rest of the schedule.
All right, be honest now, because fans get into the rivalry. This was a rival game. Does Coach Rivera feel a little extra satisfaction when you beat the Falcons?
Oh, very much so. I mean, again, like you said, this is probably our biggest rival. To be able to beat those guys and beat them at home, I think was really very satisfying. And, you know, it was very enjoyable. Our team really got up for this game. They played really well, and, you know, they deserved the victory.
How is it that Cam Newton was able to almost singularly take the entire stadium, the team, onto his broad shoulders and raise the enthusiasm level?
Well, I think what's happening is we see Cam feeling better and better and more confident in his abilities. He's starting to get back to that old Cam, that Cam that, as he reads things, sees things happening, willing to make decisions where he either keeps the ball or he'll throw the ball.
Defense is putting up some great stats, Coach Rivera. Is the unit still evolving, and can you get even better?
I think they are, Mick. I really do, because, you know, there's one thing we haven't done, and that is taking the ball away consistently. We've taken it away, but not as consistent as we had in the past. And again, I think if we can get to that part of the game, of our game, I think we can be even better.
We're just getting started on the Panthers Huddle. Coming up, another look back as the Panthers rise up and over the Falcons here at Bank of America Stadium. And later, a heartwarming story as a Marine's family remembers this fallen hero. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers, and by Guy Roofing, the official roofing contractor of the Carolina Panthers. Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera continues with the Bojangles Rewind. Bojangles, your official tailgating headquarters for the Carolina Panthers. It's Bo time.
Hey, bring your A game today, man. Nothing less. Bring your A game, nothing less. All right? Trust the plan, trust the process, trust each other. We go out here, we fly around, we hit them in the mouth. We do that all game long. All game long.
The overcast skies were a perfect backdrop for the Panthers' first home game in more than 3 weeks.
Nothing's going to come easy when it's the I-85 rival, Atlanta and Carolina.
This always is a tough game with these guys right here. It's going to go down to the wide, go down to the end. I mean, this is going to be a tough game.
Early mistakes against the Atlanta Falcons did little to remove that uneasy feeling surrounding this game.
Fumbled the ball.
Yes, he did. He fumbled it. He fumbled the ball. That ain't so.
Two Carolina turnovers. They've been costly.
Trailing by 10 points, it was up to the Panthers' defense to light a spark as they've done all season.
Panthers show cover two in the back. Ryan hangs in the pocket. Oh, yeah. B throws intercepted. Mike Adams in the perfect spot.
Let's go. Let's go. That's what we do. Take it away.
Cam Newton did his part to turn disappointment into enthusiasm. First on the ground.
The fake to Stewart. The flip to McCaffrey. Trucking left. Got a touchdown. Carolina.
Then through the air.
Newton drops back. Standing. Sprints right. Pumps. Now will run. Five. Leaps for the end zone. Bumble for a touchdown.
Against a team that authored so many heartbreaking moments for this franchise, it was shocking to watch as they failed to get a grip.
Got a wide open receiver. End zone left.
In the end, the Panthers held on for a big win, keeping them within striking distance in the NFC South race.
Great win for the Carolina Panthers. Panthers 20, Atlanta 17.
Now, back to Bank of America Stadium and the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera.
Coach, due to the transient nature of the NFL, your team went through a lot of emotions last week. How do you think they channeled that emotion for the Atlanta game?
Well, you know, I think there were a lot of emotions about losing one of the guys that have been around for a little bit, but I also think the guys understand that this is about business. This is about trying to win football games to the best of your ability, and I think they understood. So what they really did, I think, was took this as an opportunity to do some things differently. I thought we went out and responded pretty well.
Could more speed on the field, coach, at wide receiver be helping your run game in that one game sample size?
I think so. Again, when you get a chance to really break the tape down like we do and see some of the things that go on, you notice that the safeties weren't quite as tight to the box as they had been in the past. And I think that's a big deal. And I think it's helped us. I really do. And there were a couple things that we did passing-wise as well where you saw the safeties getting deeper in the middle as opposed to where they were just kind of hanging. This time you see them turn and go.
Got a national stage coming up. Is this the kind of football team that you think will embrace letting the entire country see what Panther football is all about?
I think so, Mick. I mean, most of our guys are used to playing on the big stage, so it's kind of exciting for them. I really do look forward to the opportunity.
It'll also be Salute to Service Month and week. And, Coach, anybody that knows you knows of your military background, what emotions will be running through you during the flyover Monday night?
Well, I'll be very proud. I really will because, again, my father served in the military, and you know, I'm very proud of that fact, and I really do believe in supporting them because they sacrifice so much for our country. And, you know, least we could do is give back to them. And this is a great opportunity to show them just how much we do appreciate our military.
Closed captioning for the Panthers Television Network is provided by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, helping you enjoy the sights and sounds of the NFL all season long. There's more to come here inside the Panthers huddle. A letter brings a fallen soldier's spirit to life for Panthers safety, Mike Adams.
He represented me and all other Americans. So now I feel like I gotta represent him.
The Panthers organization goes to great lengths to honor the brave men and women of the military who serve our country. In some cases, it becomes personal when players are able to form a bond with the families of those who've lost their lives on the field of battle. The Panthers Fallen Heroes program is in its third year, and it's having a huge impact on the players and the families involved.
This letter serves as a connection between an NFL player and a Marine who died a world away. It puts a face on a set of initials that will don the Panthers' helmets during Monday night's game. Marine Corporal Christopher Ebert's twin brother Brian wrote the letter with hopes that we would understand how much Chris meant to his family.
We did not like Santa Claus at all. Yes, that was always my favorite picture. It's just hilarious.
The two had that special connection that most twins share.
You know, we're twins 6 minutes apart, but, you know, here we are, freshman year of high school. I'm 5'3" and 93 pounds, and he's 6' and 180 pounds. He had to have my back on a lot of times. He can pick on me, I can pick on him, but nobody else better do it.
They fussed, just like any other brothers. But then when they got to be older teenagers, they were close as can be. They were fishing together all the time, getting into whatever. They were together all the time.
No matter what he was doing, he always had a smile on his face. That's always. For sure.
That's classic Chris right there.
Yep. 18 years old and graduating high school. We were invincible. We were on top of the world, closing a chapter in our lives and opening another.
Brian enlisted with his brother and went through basic training at the same time in Parris Island.
They were never apart for more than a week up until after boot camp when they separated.
It was tough. The only way we could communicate at that time was by letter. The worry was definitely there, not knowing if he's okay, not knowing where he's at. It definitely put a lot more stress on top of what we were already dealing with.
Brian survived a bomb that blew up his unit's truck in Fallujah, but was devastated by the news that came in September of 2004.
When we realized that both of our units were going to the same place, Fallujah, Iraq, we never got to see each other there. There were a couple times where we missed each other by mere minutes. I would go to the USO building to call home, and my parents would say, "Oh, Chris just called like 10 minutes ago." It was really nerve-wracking knowing that we were so close, but still we couldn't see each other. The last time I saw him after that was in a casket. I get to the battalion commander's office, knock on the door, come in. And the first thing I see is a chaplain with tears in his eyes. And the first thing I said, I didn't even think about it, was, "Please tell me my brother's okay." And I said, "No, actually, he's not." And they told me everything that happened. The only thing I remember saying after that is, "I want to come home."
Brian and his father, Gale, visit Christopher's grave from time to time to reflect on someone who gave so much.
Guess it's time to bring the flag back out.
Yeah.
I miss having the flag on there.
Yeah, we'll get some new arrangements and do everything all at once.
Just making sure everyone knows that freedom isn't free, that it comes at the highest cost. These servicemen write a check in the amount of their lives and are willing to cash that check if necessary. Their patriotism goes unmatched and will never be forgotten.
All I can say about Chris is that he did not accept no for an answer. He was tough as nails. No matter how hard he got knocked down, he would get up and he would fight. He did not quit. Ever.
It helps to know that through the NFL's Fallen Soldier program, others will learn about their family's sacrifice.
When I heard that the Panthers players want to physically read the bios of who they're representing, it shows their level of commitment and love for this ceremony and how much it means to them. It might just be a CE to some people, but to us, it is so much more than that. And it is such a great honor to be able to see that. Thank you is all I can say.
I'm honored to have his initials on my helmet. Chris had represented all of us Americans when he went over to fight in Fallujah. I think this is a great way to let the families know that they're not forgotten.
I guess you could say a letter goes a long way.
Corporal Chris Ebert was born on February 8, 1983 in Portsmouth, Virginia. Corporal Ebert was a part of a first battle of Fallujah in 2004. Chris' unit was scheduled to leave Iraq on September 23, 2004. When 6 days prior to shipping out, his vehicle was hit by an improvised explosive device and he was killed. Growing up, Chris was always someone everyone looked up to. He was the type of person that could be friends with anyone and always found a way to make people smile. He was very loving and very selfless. He always put other people before himself. His patriotism and the love for his family and his country went unmatched. He never knew the words, I can't, or I'm tired, or I quit. Though Chris is gone, he'll never be forgotten.
Buying or selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLTicketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL, where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster. You're on the prowl with the Carolina Panthers and Pepsi, official soft drink partner of the Carolina Panthers and all for the Carolinas.
It may seem like it's hard, you know, you're going through the grit, but in the end, it's going to pay off.
Yeah, the Carolina Panthers, USO North Carolina, came down to Fort Jackson to visit basic trainees who are here for 10 weeks learning how to become a soldier. Part of the experience is building confidence in their own self. And one of the best ways that we do that in the military is to do Victory Tower.
This will be super uncomfortable. We'll warn you now.
Hey, if y'all do it, I got to do it.
We're just here to see, you know, the day in the life of a basic trainee, you know, see what they go through, to test their, you know, their level of, you know, fear. You know, can they get through the obstacle? So we're put to the test to see if we can do it. It was definitely nerve-wracking at first. The second you step down on that ledge and you look down, you see it's a lot of space beneath you. It was very scary. You know, if you just revert back to what they tell you and just take a deep breath, you know, everything is fine.
The Miami Dolphins are one of two teams the Panthers have never beaten at Bank of America Stadium. The other is Tennessee. And, of course, the Panthers are hoping to change that on Monday night. It's time now to go into the enemy camp. The Dolphins are 4-4 overall this season, but the Fins have lost two in a row, including a narrow loss to the Raiders, 27-24 last Sunday night. On offense, Miami is ranked 31st in the league, averaging just over 14 points a game. But against the Raiders, they had one of their best offensive showings of the year. Beside the 24 points, quarterback Jay Cutler threw for 311 yards and three touchdowns. Defensively, while struggling the last two games, overall the Dolphins are ranked 9th in the league, giving up a little over 220 yards per game. So, Coach, you got a football team coming in that's lost two in a row. Another desperate opponent possibly for your Panthers?
It can be. I mean, again, you know, this is one of those things that you take the game as each game has its own personality. You know, this should be a physical type of knockdown, drag-out type of game. So that's kind of what we're getting ourselves set for.
And, Coach, sometimes it's about making plays. And sometimes you got one-on-one matchups and things where you got to make the play. And I want to go to a play here where the Raiders are pretty successful. They have a slot formation. And as this play continues, there's a slot formation. Carr's going to hit Houghton on a 48-yard touchdown because of the protection. And I thought this was an individual play where Houghton decides to now go behind the cornerback to make a huge play for a touchdown. But I want to break that down.
Well, as you break this play down, you know, Eugene, there's a couple things that, again, as a defense, you have to be aware of. First of all, is situational football. Where is the ball situated? The ball's on this side of the 50, the plus side, as far as the Raiders are concerned. Secondly, it's first and 10, and they've just crossed it. Third is formation should dictate and should tell you. They're in a max protection type of formation. So anytime you get set like this, we call this a Panther formation, you got to be thinking either run or hard play action pass. And one thing that we know about the Raiders, they're going to take at least 6 to 7 shots a game deep Again, anytime they pass the 50 on first and 10, there's a chance they're going hard play action, throwing it deep, which is what they get.
So when we talk about hard play action, we typically got to watch these backers, because those are the guys who, if the ball looks like it's being run from back here, they'll start to move up forward to try to stop the run.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what happens, is you get that. What's interesting, though, is the Raider route combination is not a deep dig, which I think would be the natural here, but it was a double vertical threat. So this really is a two-man route,
okay,
with late check through.
So let's run this play, and you'll see exactly what Coach is talking about with the two-man route. The two-man route, stop right here. The two-man route that he's talking about are these guys with the late check that's happening down here.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, about this is they're in a cover three defense. So that means they got three guys over the top of two, which is kind of interesting, because what they first thing they do is the safety's favoring the two receivers, so he's in good position. Then they attack him by splitting the receivers, taking one receiver, breaking him to one side of the field, and taking the other receiver and break him to the other side. Now the safety has to decide which of the two is most dangerous, which of the two do I have to help.
Watch this as this play continues. And Holton's doing a good job, because he recognizes that this guy's outflanked.
Absolutely. Once you lose your leverage, now you've got to find the ball. He's late finding the ball. The ball was delivered in the only spot that the receiver could catch it.
Yeah, see, here it is. The only place he can catch it. And this is really good. Mick, I tell you what, there's some plays, individual plays, where you can go ahead and take advantage. And it comes down to one-on-one matchups. And those one-on-one matchups, I like our favor.
How about when you study the Miami offense, Coach, in Eugene, what are you seeing in Jay Cutler and how his game is changing?
Well, you know, again, he continues to make quick decisions. He's always been a quick decision maker. He has the arm strength to deliver pretty much any throw he wants to make. And again, if he's got a clean pocket, he's very dangerous, as was shown this past week for throwing for 311 yards.
Kickoff is set for 8:30 under the lights, Bank of America Stadium. You got ESPN Pictures. You got our audio on the Carolina Panthers radio network station nearest you. Also, please check out our Panthers in Primetime special on Panthers.com. It's Monday night starting at 6:45. Our TV and digital folks will get you ready with all the latest news and notes heading up until kickoff. Stadium's going to be rocking. It'll be great to see Charlotte in all of its uptown Monday night finals. For Coach Ron Rivera, for Eugene Robinson, the rest of our crew, this is Mick. Appreciate you watching, and we'll see you next time right here inside the Panthers Huddle.